Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce announced his resignation from office to focus on his gubernatorial race, as his name is on the top four to advance to the November general election, which will be decided through ranked choice voting. Mayor Pierce's resignation will become effective at 5 p.m. on Friday, September the 30th of this year. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Attorney Sean Kelly expects that the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly will address the vacancy issue at its next regularly scheduled meeting in accordance with the process prescribed under Alaska state law. Kelly adds the operations of the borough are not impacted and they'll continue as normal and all public services will remain open for business. When asked of the process of his replacement, Borough Mayor Pierce said,
"I think they've got a month to put some things in process, and that would be to temporarily appoint an individual to take care of the day-to-day needs of the mayor and then to prepare for a special election. I think code calls for if there's a year, and there is a year left in my term, and if there's a year or more, then you have a special election. So I suspect that's where we're going to go, and I want to certainly help in that process and making sure that there's a smooth transition."
A publicly available memorandum regarding his succession process is expected to be published this week in advance of the next borough assembly meeting. It's a process outlined under state statute Title 29, which says the governing body shall, by two-thirds concurring vote, declare the office of mayor vacant only when the person elected resigns and the resignation is accepted. A vacancy in the office of mayor occurring 6 months before a regular election shall be filled by the governing body, and if a member of the governing body is appointed mayor, the member shall resign the seat on that governing body. Additionally, according to state statute, if a vacancy occurs more than 6 months before a regular election, the governing body shall call a special election to fill the unexpired term. The mayor appointed serves the balance of the term to which appointed, except the mayor may serve only while a member of the council. The Alaska State Troopers have joined the national campaign with high visibility patrols on Alaska's highways through the Labor Day holiday to prevent fatal and serious injury crashes. Authorities will be focusing on DUI enforcement both for alcohol and drugs, in addition to keeping an eye out for aggressive driving, distracted driving, speeding, and for those not wearing their seatbelts. Austin McDaniel, communications director with the Alaska State Troopers, tells KSRM.
So the Alaska State Troopers, through the extended Labor Day weekend, will have an increased enforcement effort for both intoxicated drivers as well as dangerous drivers across Alaska's roadways. Through the Labor Day weekend and really any time, we encourage all Alaskans to, if you're planning on consuming impairing substances, to make sure that you have a safe way to either get home or stay where you are until you're sober.
The National DUI High Visibility Enforcement Campaign, with the primary messages of drive sober or get pulled over, ride sober or get pulled over, if you feel different, you drive different, drive high, get a DUI, enforcement period is August 18th through the extended Labor Day weekend. McDaniel said,
"So your Alaska State Troopers are always on the lookout for dangerous drivers or potentially even impaired drivers. One of the ways we get that information is through the Report Every Dangerous Driver Immediately program, where other drivers will call in to 911 any sight of a dangerous driver or potentially intoxicated driver. And then when troopers are available, they will respond out to that area, potentially arrest that person for driving under the influence or any number of other crimes."
A reminder, traffic fines are doubled in construction zones and safety corridors. Regardless of what your plans are this holiday weekend, troopers encourage you to practice safe driving when operating a motor vehicle or watercraft. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.